You know, this is a blessing. I love this. This is my favorite topic. Amen. Following God, the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
That's she covered a lot of ground in this first chapter.
Yes.
And I want to point out some of the highlights first, and then go back and cover. Relationship with the divine. First, the chapter is the Holy Spirit is a person.
Yes, he is.
Relationship with the divine personality. And then she talks about what constitutes personality and explains it well. The personality of man. Now, this is pivotal because once we're saved, we have a new personality. But it has to be groomed and formed. And that's what the Holy Spirit came to help us do.
Amen.
The way we measure
that again. That's good.
The personality of man, though we're born again, it has to be groomed and formed.
Yeah. Come on now.
And that's what the Holy Spirit came to help us with.
Woo! Come on.
And the way the more word we receive, the easier it is for him to work with.
Yes.
He can't relate to us without a reference. We have to have a reference of faith. So he does the best he can with what we give him to work with. As much as we yield, he uses it. He doesn't waste our yielding.
Thank you.
And
he doesn't waste our yielding.
He doesn't waste a bit of it.
Glory.
Jesus.
And so our personality is more Christ-like, the more we notice the personality of the Holy Spirit. Because we can't see him. We are taking God at his word.
Yes.
And we can't see him. We're listening to somebody we can't see physically.
Jesus.
But we can see him spiritually.
Yes, we
through
can.
His word.
Amen.
And woo! Jesus said, if your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light.
Exactly.
Which means your whole being, because your spirit and soul is captured in your body. So if your whole body is full of light, it's because you're looking at him.
Woo, hallelujah.
And you transform.
Amen. Transform.
Glory to glory.
And then
glory to glory.
Woo, hallelujah. We're
transformed. She said, how can we relate to the Holy Spirit? And that's a good one. I want to get back to that one. How can we relate to the Holy Spirit who we can't see physically?
Amen.
And
Jesus.
The way to intimacy, personal communion.
Yes.
And that's where we grow in our knowledge of him. I want to get back to that one too. Results of communing with the Holy Spirit. And Mary covered this: victory, revelation, protection, anointing, motivation, ministry, and boldness. Now, as going back to the beginning,
Jesus,
the relationship with the divine personality. We have to. The Word of God defines who the Holy Spirit is.
Yes,
we have emblems. We have, he came on Jesus like a dove, which means he's gentle. Doves are easily startled. The Holy Spirit hates sin. And he resists the proud. One thing she left out when she talked about how gentle and wonderful he is, he's a great teacher. He also resists the proud. And I've learned that about him. Some things I learned, I just ran in. He let me run into things. And I watched him. Ever since I've been a minister, I've been looking at him, watching how he, because I didn't know what to do. And I said, this is a little history. When I first started reading the Word of God, I always said, how can man keep failing God? Why does he keep doing the opposite of what God say do? And then in life, everything I tried to do didn't work. So I said, well, Lord, this is, ministering is too important. I don't want to mess this up. How am I going to do this? And it was a big concern of mine. And that's just what God wanted. I say that because I knew I didn't know what to do, so I asked him, how do I minister to your people? What can I say? I don't know what to do. Then he gave me a message, the first, I had to preach that night. Mm-hmm. And I realized that he had given me a message. I just knew it. There's more about God we must understand. That was my first message. Not we must believe God. That's what we must believe God. That was my first message.
Jesus.
And I said, if he can do that, I'll do this. That's the first time I was interested in being a minister. I didn't want it until he gave me my first message in Elder Lewis's office. I was sitting there studying, I had the message, and I realized that was my message, and I went out there and preached it, and I've been happy with it ever since.
Amen.
And you know, I always minister what he give me, and that's where the anointing is. If God give you an instruction to do something, mm-hmm. you're anointed to do that. Mm-hmm. You have God's ability to do that. Mm-hmm. The anointing is in the instruction. So as I learned him and yielded to him, I started learning little facts about him.
Uh-huh.
I have a person out there, he's working with me, he's helping me grow, and and I noticed that he helps you at your pace. He don't drag you at his pace. He helps you as you yield to him.
Yes.
At
amen.
Your pace.
You yield to him.
Yeah.
That's very good. Amen.
Yielding is a big part because the just shall live by his faith. He's training you by
his faith.
Yeah. The just shall live by his faith. Uh-huh. He's training you by your faith.
Mm-hmm.
So the more word you receive, the more he has to relate with. He won't speak of himself.
Yes.
He comes to the word. This, I always took that scripture to mean this. I could it could mean more than I understood it. But the word that what you're taking time to understand and know and learn, he's going to help you understand it better, and mm-hmm. he's going to minister to you from that. And
amen.
And Lord didn't minister to me personally as much until I started studying the word more. Because he didn't have anything. If he would have told me the same things he ended up telling me, I wouldn't have had anything in a way to relate to it.
Amen.
And the enemy also talks, but you judge what's being spoken to you by the word.
Amen.
That's right.
And you have to judge
that's
his voice.
Exactly right.
Just like you have to judge Satan's voice. You have to. You know from the instant, the peace. Always follow the peace.
There's, so what you're saying is that he's never going to go against his word.
Never.
Not
even close
right.
to it. He'll all never right. go against the word.
Okay.
And all of his instruction will be good and clean.
Yes.
Pure.
Mm-hmm.
True.
For your good.
Yeah. Okay. Even when you even when he show you negative things that others are doing or saying or plotting, he's the spirit of truth. It's true. And just like the word of God, you have to mix faith with it. You have to mix faith with what he's saying. Or you won't follow through. So relating to him, you get to know him in his personality. He has the personality of God.
Yes.
He has the same personality of Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. Because they're one.
He has the same personality of the Father.
Amen.
He's the heart of the Father. He's the Spirit of God.
Amen.
And he's the unifier. He can work through us individually and corporately. Mm-hmm. What he do through me, he's also simultaneously using you.
Amen.
And just recently I saw something beautiful. I always say on the radio, the Holy Spirit is mightily moving by his Spirit. And then I always say that. It's not just a cliche. I always say it fresh. Because I want people to be noticing what he's doing.
Uh-huh.
Now, he's taking every individual at their own pace. We're hearing the word. When we go in, every Sunday we go listen to the word. Every Wednesday, every class mm-hmm. we're in, we're listening to the word. The Holy Spirit will address our concerns, our greatest problems, so we can conquer it. And then,
victory.
Yeah, so we have victory,
victory.
There.
Victory.
Woo! And while we're paying attention, he fill our hearts with things we're going to need in the future.
Tell us of things to come. That was one
yes,
of
the Yes, exactly.
Woo!
And
Jesus!
If you're going to...
He's multitasking.
If you're going
to... Will you say that out, please, sister? He's multitasking.
Yeah.
Jesus!
He's preparing you for future victories and future opportunities.
Yes.
Glory, hallelujah.
Now the word is getting in you. In this dorm, you're not even thinking about it. And watch this. You'll be at work, at school, or wherever you go, mm-hmm. and somebody has a need, and out of your spirit, mm-hmm. the knowledge will come up. You'll say it, may not even realize it,
yes.
and go about your way. That was Pastor's message. Doing what the Holy Spirit anointed it to do through us.
Yes, amen.
He's the messenger. We're the agents that change families who change the world. The Holy Spirit is systematically doing that. Every radio broadcast is an extension of not only what the Holy Spirit has given me, but what he's given Pastor too. Mm-hmm. It's all one work.
That's the body. That's his
yes.
body working mm-hmm. on earth. That we are his body.
Yes,
yeah.
That's the body.
I'm going to tell you why we miss it. We're looking for a great work we can see and know. But you can't see it from our angle. Every message, none of them are wasted. They're working now, currently. They never stop. A message never stops working, never
Amen.
Stops producing. The things you learned years ago, you're still applying it. Mm-hmm. Even if you forgot it word for word, you're still applying it. The things that you've been prepared for, there are some things come up that used to stump you, and now you don't even recognize that it was a problem. You just know what to do. Mm-hmm. The message, this is the work of the Holy Spirit. He knew this decades ago. And he prepared us because he could do that. Anybody that yield gets it. Anybody that yields is part of the, has their part to play in the work. Even people that go to kindergarten. They leave the children's church and they go to kindergarten and they talk. The abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, whether you're a child or an adult. Everywhere you go, if the word's a part of you, it's coming out of you. This is a brilliant work of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Now watch
Amen.
This. He's using every yielded vessel to the capacity that they yield themselves to him and not wasting nothing. People are going to be in heaven with great rewards, and they're going to say, where did that come from? I didn't do anything. And the Lord, then he can show them how they play key moments in people's. Esther did one work. She had two dinners, and the last one she had the courage to say what was necessary to rescue the people.
A nation, not just a people.
Yeah.
A nation, and not then all of us. Because if Esther's work had to stop, uh-huh. if she had not, we wouldn't be.
Woo!
Yeah.
That's right.
She echoed that down through the years.
Yes.
Jesus couldn't have gone.
Mm-hmm.
Esther played a very important part, like all the Bible people, even like us.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We're a key role.
And that was just one word.
Because the body is one body, fit we join together, and we're all in one.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say that I'm not the eye, or I'm not the ear, or I'm not the freckle, or whatever. But
Amen.
So we're all important.
All of us
are so important. Look.
You know, with the Holy Spirit, we yield to him. That's how we cooperate with it. And it's still, remember. We yield to him, and that's how we're able to cooperate with him.
Amen. We're not going to cooperate if we don't yield.
Right. Yielding is the first step of faith. Mm-hmm. Now,
a step of faith.
Yeah.
That's good, too.
That's good.
Yielding is a step of faith. Uh-huh. I've never heard that before.
Yeah. That's the first step of faith. In dealing with the Holy Spirit, I noticed that he would draw near when I drew near. Anybody that was humble, anybody that yielded themselves, it would attract him. He'd come. Carnal thoughts, he'd leave, just like a dove, he'd leave. And I said, the Holy Spirit is powerful. He ain't. I was kind of contemplating whether he would actually withdraw himself or not. Now, this was years ago, and I had band equipment from the days I was in the band, and the band broke up, so I still had all this equipment. Well, Mr. Austin would do teachings at, he would rent a room at a hotel and teach people. And when he was in Birmingham, he used my sound system. And then in Gaston, he used it. And he was teaching about the Holy Spirit. And I was contemplating this. He was talking about worship. And I'll never forget it. He said that in worship, the Holy Spirit will come. He's gentle like a dove. But then he'll leave. And I said, that's what I was considering. Now, I learned his personality with the help of Mr. Austin. I can still see him saying those things. And he was anointed. He was under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Now, he'll never leave us and forsake us. But his presence, we can't notice it the same if we if our thoughts go carnal. He withdraw. If we get in pride, he can reveal his presence or he can conceal his presence, even though he doesn't leave or forsake us. That's to let us know his personality.
And you know, when we get into pride in those places, Holy Spirit is nugging at us, just pulling on us. Like, mm-hmm. you know, you say, well, I know, but I see it wasn't right. Or you didn't feel right about it. Or, mm-hmm. I did something that wasn't right. That wasn't right. Mm-hmm. Holy Spirit is pulling on you to repent, to do it right.
And you know. Do it right, but then if he keeps bothering you, it's like condemnation. You know that Satan's took his part. Because the Holy Spirit does it in love and correction.
He don't come condemn us.
Constantly something you did 10 years ago and you keep bringing up like God didn't forgive you. Or something you've already confessed. That's the enemy. So the beautiful correction is God. It's the Holy Spirit. But if you keep thinking about it and going over it and over and over and you get condemnation, you got to realize real quick who that's from.
That's
speak to that spirit. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Especially if you repent it, you're good.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you have to go clear things up.
Yes, sometimes.
Because people remember things that were said out of anger or whatever. And he's here to help us heal. He's here to help us heal.
What? Repeat to help us.
He's here to help us heal in every way and help us build life, not tear it down.
Okay. And he also just what he said about sometimes he'll get you to go something where because he knows the situation. That person might need to hear that to help them.
There
and
you
sometimes
go.
They don't need to hear it. You don't need to keep going to them.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's true. We led by the Spirit. What person?
That's good.
You got to pray.
See, the Holy Spirit's always at work. Never underestimate what you release in
Amen.
The Spirit.
Woo, hallelujah.
It's still alive. The Word of God don't die.
Amen.
All right. Okay, wrapping up. We have, through all this, communing with Him, we have victory, revelation. We all, again, we have to mix faith with everything.
Amen.
Protection, anointing, motivation, ministry, and boldness. Now, as we go forward, and He's working with us. I want next week I'll cover something I didn't get to.
Amen.
Because it's too important.
Amen.
So we're gonna review one again since you didn't get your details. We're gonna do one again, chapter one.
We can.
Okay, because I want to know your details in those seven things.
we'll do the seven steps.
Review, but I'm trying to get to that chapter two.
Do both, one and two.
We're gonna try.
Okay. I'll close saying this and pray. Whatever the Holy Spirit reveal, if you mix faith with it, you have to mix faith with it and do it.
Amen.
This would be your challenge. You don't have a reference for it. And your habits, you know your habit system. To form a new habit system, you have to trust what He say and jump on it and do it.
Amen.
And many people, they like in the beginning, I didn't follow through with some things because my habit system was still stronger in my mind than what the Holy Spirit said.
Mm.
And I have a way I can explain it better next week. But whatever He say, trust it and act on it.
Amen.
And then a new habit system will form, and you'll see what He was saying. Dear Lord, I thank You for the Holy Spirit, His guidance, the inner workings of the body.
Awesome.
I thank You for every individual that You show Yourself strong through.
Thank You, Lord.
Now, help us, Lord, purge us and help us bear more fruit. Jesus said that those that bear fruit, He will purge us and we will bear more fruit. Let's do that in Jesus' mighty name. Help us to live and be guided by the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Help us to do all that's in Your heart in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Thank You, Lord.
Thank You, Lord.
Thank You. Woo. Thank You. We had church.
Thank You, Lord.
What we're doing, we're learning to agree with Him.
Amen.
We're
learning to agree with Him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.